Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Man, our political system seems to be in a bit of an uproar. The president of the United States saying he might not transfer power peacefully. It's all so crazy, and it's really depressing. So let's go to the fun side of politics. There's famous TV presidents, their favorite TV in the movies. So I'm going to ask you this question. Who is your favorite fictional president or political leader from the movies and from TV, and why? You can call us up at 1-800-252-1025. You're never going to get through if you don't call. Or you can text 90627. Sarah, you got lots of political figures, but you watch a lot of that Netflix stuff, and those people are crazy, launching rockets and stuff. Who do you like?
I would say my favorite fictional president is something that the nerds out there will appreciate. It's President Laura Roslin from Battlestar Galactica. She was a strong woman. She was easy on the eyes, and she was an awesome president, and they fought the robots.
That's really cool. One of mine is a girl, too, or a woman, I guess. Glenn Close from Air Force One.
Oh, yeah.
The president's taken hostage, and she has to make the call to shoot him or not, and she's going to do it. And you think, well, she wants his job. Of course she's going to shoot him, and she doesn't want. She doesn't do it. Glenn Close from Air Force One. The question, my friends, is who is your favorite fictional president or just political leader? Give us a call, 1-800-252-1025, or text 90627.
Good morning, Ed and Bonnie Lake.
Hey, Ed.
Good morning.
What's
How
up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Blue Friday.
Happy Blue Friday.
So I'm going with Kiefer Sutherland in Designated Survivor.
Oh, good show.
That's a great choice, man.
I say that like I know. I never saw that show. I'm just saying a good pull. You know, that's a nice precedent for this little game we're playing.
It's like two or three seasons long, and it's an awesome show. You should watch it.
Yeah. So the difference is he is the last person, like, so low down on the totem pole of the person who becomes president. So it's not the vice president. It's not the Speaker of the House. It's not.
He was like the Secretary of Transportation or something, and he had gotten fired from that job. Yeah. But nobody knew about it yet. He was given notice that he was going to get fired.
Yeah.
And then everybody got wiped out in an attack, and he becomes president.
Wow. And that sounds like a really good idea. What did he do in that other movie?
In what
TV
other
show?
24?
24, yeah. He's a killer.
Oh.
He's like a badass.
I'm going to watch that show.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people who watch 24, they would definitely say the guy from the Allstate commercials.
Oh, yeah. We're in good hands with that president.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is that their
Palmer?
Slogan, or is that a different one?
I think it was President Palmer.
President Palmer, yeah. That's why we're in good hands.
I didn't even know she was that small.
Dave in Covington, who's your favorite fictional president or political leader, and why? Fictional.
Good morning, everybody. Are you enjoying the rain?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, huh?
All right, great. So there's so many great choices to choose from, but the number one, leading with grace, intelligence, and ruthlessness, Tia Leone and Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
Tackling the issues of today. I mean, it's incredible.
I was waiting for this phone call. I've only seen one or two episodes of that show. I have such a huge crush on her, but the one I saw, she was dealing with like dirty bombs and stuff, and she was not backing down. She was bad to the bone, so I agree with your pick, man.
Steve in Arlington, tell us about your favorite fictional president or political leader, and why.
Michael Douglas in The President, because, you know, he had a little girl and he put it all out there and let the world know he was a single dad being president and he could fall in love. And it was just a great movie to watch with the wife.
And who is the wife in that? Ann something?
I can't remember her name, but she's gorgeous.
She was gorgeous. She's married to Warren Beatty now.
Oh, Annette Bening.
Annette Bening.
Yeah, that's
it.
Right.
She's very good.
I forgot about that movie. That was a good movie. What about Dan, driving on I-5, your favorite fictional president or political leader, and why?
I would say Jack Nicholson in Mars Attacks.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie. Was he president or a political leader?
It's really stupid.
Yeah, I know it's a dumbest movie, but it's great. Yeah, he is president.
Right on. I'll have to put that on my list. Jack Nicholson was in a bad movie called Mars Attacks. I had no idea.
I don't want to take anybody's call, but there's two presidents that I really like, and they're from the same movie, My Fellow Americans, and it's Jack Lemmon and James Garner. And one's a, they're both presidents, and one's a Democrat and one's a Republican, and they're kind of like that Home Alone when that chick gets into the moving van because that's how she has to do it. It's kind of like that. They're stuck and they got to get somewhere, and they hate each other, and they're both ex-presidents of these years of the United States. And one president turns to the other president and said, "Are you as bored as I am?" And he said, "Yeah." "Did you make up your own words to hail to the chief?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Let me hear him." He goes, "Hail to the chief. He's the chief that needs hailing." And then they go back and forth with that. They don't bomb anybody. They're friends. It's very cool. And it's my fellow Americans.
Awesome.
Randy in Newcastle, your favorite fictional president or political leader?
Hello, you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Oh, that never gets old.
Oh.
Hey, I'm going to have to go with Bill Pullman in President Whitmore in Independence Day.
At the top of my list, man. I was waiting to deliver that one. I'm grateful that you didn't hear. Well, tell me why he's your favorite president.
Well, he's got balls, for one. I like the part where he was standing up, makes his speech, and then goes out and fights.
He was a fighter pilot in whatever war was current in that era. And he gets out, and they're all saying, "You can't. You're the president. What are you going to do?" And he gets in a jet and kicks some alien ass. Yeah, good call, my friend.
We don't always agree on stuff. I think everybody listening agrees that Bill Pullman in Independence Day, top of the list.
Plus, he's adorable.
Uh-huh. Drama in Renton, tell us about your favorite fictional president or political leader and why.
Good morning, my beautiful friends. Happy
morning.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Woo!
Happy Friday.
Woo!
All right. So he didn't become president, I don't think, in the movies or whatever, but in the books he did, but he was a great political figure.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I know, right? Jack Ryan in the Tom Clancy series.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good.
Those are good, but they keep switching actors to play that part.
Yeah, we've had, I think, five.
Five?
So we've got Chris Pine,
right?
As Jack Ryan, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, yeah.
John
Jim
Krasinski.
From The Office, yeah.
maybe four. There was definitely another one in there.
Yeah, there was. I don't recall.
Either way, that is very
cool. You know who could play Jack Ryan?
Who?
Drama in Renton.
Drama could, for sure.
Totally drama could.
Yeah. Paul and Buckley, tell us who gets your vote for favorite fictional president or political leader. Whoa.
Good morning, guys. Real quick, Danny.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work for us, Paul. There is something really wrong with your phone, and you just killed a bunch of dogs.
Yeah. You can call back, but I'm afraid by the time you do, we'll be done chatting about it. But, you know, try. We got other stuff coming up, my man.
Richard and Tukwila, tell us about your favorite fictional president or political leader.
Hello, Danny. There's a song that I'm singing. Happy anniversary.
Sounded perfect, my friend. Thank you very much.
That's
if you're
so cute.
Wondering what the hell just happened there, I don't know either, but apparently it's the 50th anniversary of the Partridge Family, and some people take it real seriously. I think that's cool.
Martin Sheen on West Wing was a good president, and he'd be a better president than the one we've got.
Oh, you know what? I don't like to get political, but what the hell? Almost any living person would be better than what we've got. Sorry, drama.
Well, I think Martin Sheen, Jed Bartlett is the character he played, would make a better president than most presidents we've had.
Yeah, he was fast.
You know what? I never saw that show, but people would talk about it. It sounded like it was great.
And we saw so much behind the scenes that I feel like we know him, right? Like we knew who Jed Bartlett was.
Hey, can I use a guy that's kind of way up in the CIA? Would that work?
Sure.
Then I'm going to use the guy from American Dad, Stan Smith. he's got a gun, and he is a true blue American.
Okay, mine is not even a U.S. leader. It's a world leader.
Okay.
It's Akeem, the Prince of Zamunda.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's character in Coming to America.
Oh, nice.
Because here's the thing. What we need is common sense politicians. And what's more common sense than you're looking for a queen, you go to Queens, right?
Like, right, oh, sure.
Akeem knew what he was doing.
And you know what? He's got that work experience. He worked at McDonald's for a while.
Right, exactly.
That's a humble president.
Jim in Seattle, tell us who gets your vote for the best fictional president or political leader.
Oh, absolutely. Morgan Freeman, Olympus Has Fallen.
I love
Such
that movie.
Solid character.
Yep.
Yeah, it is a solid character.
Yep, and I'm trying to think if he's played the president more than once. Morgan Freeman would be a great president.
I feel like he's been the president half dozen times.
He's been God. Why are you going to give him a demotion?
Olympus Has Fallen, a good movie, by the way. James Bothell says the president from the movie Dave.
Oh, yeah, Dave. President Dave.
Jeremiah in Seattle says Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx in I forget which movie.
I have no idea. Should we ask Jeremiah?
Well, I don't
ask
care. Jeremiah. I'm voting for him. He was awesome. I love that guy.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is awesome. Jeremiah, what was the movie?
White House Down.
White House Down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Was that the first one? Because there's a couple of those. Was he with that Scottish actor dude, whatever the hell his name is?
Sean Connery?
No.
You mean Gerard Butler?
Yes, I do mean Gerard Butler. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's right, though. Those movies are really good, and Jamie Foxx was a good president. Amber in Port Orchard says Pat Paulson from the Smothers Brothers.
You guys don't remember Pat Paulson, do you?
No.
He would run for president every election. He was this... he reminded you of a very... No, that's not true. He was kind of like Ben Stein, if you will, in a way. And he was from a show called Laughing. And he ran seriously. I mean, nobody ever thought he'd actually win, but he'd run every election. And it was, you could kind of count on it. It was very funny.
Well, thanks for the calls and texts, everybody. Don't forget, coming up in a few minutes, right around 7:20, you got your chance to win. And I got mugged by Danny Bonaducci. Yay. Coffee mug and a gift card from Top Pot Donuts. It could be yours for looking at pictures of Sarah's beaver. KZOK.com, Facebook.com/Sarah's Beaver. Check out the Beaver Shots and be here in about 10 minutes for your chance to win.
Nice beaver.
Where has Sarah's beaver been?
I'm not going to rush up there with open arms. I don't want to mess around with an angry beaver.
If you can tell us, call now.
What the hell is that? It's a beaver.
1-800-252-1025 and win.
I will take that beaver back to camp, sit it by the firelight, buy it flowers, romance it, and I'll have that beaver eaten before you can say 20.
Change it up. Looking around, all around town. Sarah's beaver was on Patches the Clown. Hello, come on, Sarah, won't you give me a clue?
I'll find your beaver and I'll be calling you.
Where's Sarah's beaver?
I gotta know.
Where's Sarah's beaver?
I gotta know.
Where's Sarah's beaver?
I wanna win on Danny's show on KZOK.
Well, of course you wanna win, because we got a cool prize this week. It's the I Got Mugged by Danny Bonaducci mug and a gift card to Top Pot Donuts. Yum.
You know what happens if you put those things together?
What?
Well, the mug will break. You're crazy. it's coffee and donuts, man.
Yeah, like awesome. That. All right, so each week, Sarah's Beaver goes someplace new. We post those pictures to KZOK.com and Facebook.com/Sarah's Beaver. Let's see if Allison Linwood knows where Sarah's Beaver's been this week.
Leavenworth.
That was fast.
Wow, that would be a great place to go this time of
year.
She
should go there.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect, Alice.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alice. That's a drag, because you should get my mug. It's awesome.
She likes Leavenworth here in Washington, not the prison.
Yeah, good sausages there.
Well, they're both nice, if you ask me.
Linda is in Sammamish. Tell us, do you know where Sarah's beaver has been this week?
Hi, guys. I think she was visiting the whole rainforest in Olympic National Park.
The what kind of rainforest?
Where?
The hoe.
She was at the hoe.
Is this a thing?
The hoe rainforest. Wow. That's right.
That's I didn't know we had a hoe rainforest. Yeah. Usually they go inside.
The whole rainforest is correct. Linda and Sammamish, you've won the gift card from Top Pot Donuts. And that awesome mug, it really is very cool with Danny's mug on the mug. Congratulations.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
We're minutes away from the big news of the day. We'll tell you a story. We've got lots of stories to share, but this one's about New Year's Eve. It's going to look a lot different this year. We'll tell you why. Good news about this year's Halloween, and a favorite treat from your childhood is set to return.
Can't wait.
There is a connection to Danny Bonaducci.
He's not fair or balanced, just fairly unbalanced. This is the Danny Bonaducci Big News of the Day on 102.5 KZOK.
Hey, man, I ride a unicycle. I am totally balanced. This is the Big News of the Day. It's brought to you by Goldberg Jones Divorce for Men. So what you're going to do is call 1-800-DIVORCE or go online at goldbergjones.com.
Well, New Year's Eve is going to look a lot different this year in New York City. They said because of COVID, we don't know what's going to happen in December, but they know enough to say getting thousands and thousands of people locked into little pens to all stare up at the sky is not a good idea.
Yeah. It wasn't a good idea before either.
No, it's a terrible idea. Have you ever done it?
No, but once I heard that there's no bathroom facilities, then I thought, oh, I never want to do that.
Oh, they're wrong completely. New York is a bathroom facility.
Well, it's normally a place where people are packed to the gills to ring in the new year, but they said this year things will go virtual. There will not be the crowds. There will be some socially distanced live elements still to be determined.
They'll still drop the ball, right?
They will see. They literally, that's a quote, that they are going to have some scaled back, socially distanced live elements still to be determined.
Well, that's a good question, though, Paul. Why wouldn't they have the ball? Nobody has to touch it. No, you don't have to touch your ball. You can just do it electronically.
I guess the fear is maybe that people would gather on their own if you still do it there.
I can't think of anything I'd rather do less.
I know. Sounds awful.
It's the mayhem. I've been in New York on more than one occasion when it was happening, and man, it just it's a disaster in my opinion.
I remember living in New York. The goal was always to get to your destination, which most of the time would you wind up being home way before the ball drop, because then right after the ball drops, it's mayhem.
Mayhem.
Awful traffic and all those people run into the bathroom that they couldn't use for 8 hours. Well, the pandemic has left people seeking comfort in chocolate.
Sure.
Already, Halloween candy sales have spiked and seasonal.
Candy and those corn things you like?
Candy corn. Mm.
So they have candy and they have those.
Sales of seasonal chocolate and candy have already been up, so 13% higher than the same time last year.
Oh, that's funny. And it has nothing to do with Halloween. Like, you tell yourself, oh, yeah, I'm buying this for trick-or-treaters. But no, I'm buying this for my own sorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
I bought one of those variety packs. It had like Whoppers and Heath Bar and Reese's. I'm like, well, just in case somebody comes to the house.
Right. Now you're going to buy it again.
Can I tell you, whoever puts that together, excuse me, did a great job. Those are some fine candies.
Yeah.
That's what I mentioned.
But I already opened up the candy bag. And now, of course, Matt found the candy bag because it's not like I hid it. And so there's like three pieces left.
Yeah, the Whoppers are the best. I'm trying to come up with a Whopper, and every one of them's not that good.
Also making big news, the Federal Aviation Administration has cleared Harrison Ford. You guys might remember earlier this year, he had yet another plane incident.
Yeah, right. Like number 22, I think.
Well, he crossed the runway in one of his small planes at a Los Angeles airport as another aircraft was set to take off. It could have been disastrous.
Disastrous.
But now they said, you can fly high again, Indiana Jones.
Oh, so they took it. He couldn't fly there.
Well, they could have stopped him from flying. The FAA has closed the case. No additional action. They said he has completed a course. So he had to take a
driver's ed.
Yep.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Can you imagine giving the call to Harrison Ford? Listen, you're going to have to go back to school and we're gonna monitor your success.
It was so formal, too. They said the FAA required the pilot to take a remedial runway incursion training course.
Wow.
When the pilot successfully completed the course, the FAA closed the case with no additional action.
Hey, that's Indiana Jones you're talking to in your condescending tone.
Yep. Well, maybe this is what 2020 needs. General Mills is bringing back the classics.
I knew that guy when he was just a sergeant.
So this is something that it might raise your eyebrows a bit.
All right.
For those of you who haven't had a lot of Botox. Trix, Cocoa Puffs, Cookie Crisp, and Golden Grahams are coming back with their original recipes. And to go...
So way more sugar and chemicals?
I think so.
And real colors.
Yeah.
Not that crap that they use.
To go along with the cereal relaunch, one of Danny's friends will be hosting what is called the Ultimate Saturday Morning Drive-In.
T-Bow!
Close. Mario Lopez.
Oh, really?
From Saved by the Bell.
I just got contacted by some kind of promoter offering me a great deal of money to fight Mario Lopez.
Wow.
Man, I couldn't be over that. That guy will kill somebody.
Well, he's been a busy beaver. He is now hosting this event that's happening on Saturday, next Saturday, the Ultimate Saturday Morning Drive-In, and you're supposed to eat the traditional sugary cereal and then hang out with Mario Lopez and watch cartoons.
That sounds like a perfect day to me.
Yeah, I would do that.
It can only be better if he's wearing lingerie while that's happening. That'd be great.
Well, Sunday, my friends, we've got football, baby.
Football, baby.
Football, baby.
Today is Blue Friday.
Woo. I know what that means.
It's a Bud Light Seltzer Blue Friday, the official partner of the Seattle Seahawks. Sunday's game will happen just after 1. We are playing the Cowboys. Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
And I'll have you know, as a recovering alcoholic that doesn't have anything to drink, I have a refrigerator full of those things. He loves them.
They're
just great.
Yeah. That was the big news of the day, which is brought to you by Goldberg Jones. Divorce for men, 1-800-DIVORCE, or online, goldbergjones.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are playing one last round of the game that has successfully been sweeping the nation. P-Toes or Pitos?
P-Toes or Pitos.
Giving you a chance to win a variety pack of Pitos protein-packed snacks, plus the movie of your choice from the KZOK DVD library.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
We are playing our very last round of the game that has been sweeping the nation. P-Toes or Pitos?
P-Toes or Pitos.
We're giving you a chance to win a variety pack of the protein pack snack Pitos, junk food without the junk, plus the movie of your choice from the KZOK DVD library. I realize it's junk without the junk and it won't put junk in your trunk. Pitos.
Yes, that's right.
She's right.
I think maybe they're going to change their logo slogan.
Probably not. Based on what you just said, probably not.
To win this game, just tell us a common word, phrase, or expression from Danny's Clue that contains P, toes, or pitos. Lee in Tacoma will be our contestant.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
That was an easy question.
That's a question.
Yeah, they get harder from
here. You with me, Lee?
Yeah.
Man.
I'm here.
All right, I have two questions for you.
What are you doing? Why aren't you paying attention?
All right, you're paying attention now, Lee.
I'm paying attention, and I'm driving.
Oh,
good.
So he's probably
should be driving.
He's
man.
Probably hands-free, so that's why he's got a little extra delay going on.
Oh, okay. All right. I got two questions for you. One, Lee, if you're paying attention to me, is do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Two.
Yes, I do.
Good. And do you understand the rules of the game?
Yes.
Okay. Well, are we playing with a robot? Is that what's happening here?
Yep.
All right, Lee, listen carefully, my friend. This word, phrase, or expression containing P-toes or pitos is a foul fellow, but a favorite of mine. Like me, he is instantly recognizable and renowned for his coat of many colors. Like a bedazzled Bonaducci of bygone era, he struts around displaying his elaborate, iridescent coloration, thanks, Paul, and a showy plumage in an attempt to attract females. He's as proud as a... Well, he's as proud as himself, and he has every right to be. Can you tell us the word, phrase, or expression that contains P-toes or pitos?
Proud as a peacock?
Wow, he's a weird phone line, but he got the game right. Well done, sir.
Good job, Lee.
Congratulations, Lee.
In about 4 minutes, Lee will realize he won the game. He'll be really excited.
Well, what he's won is a variety pack of Pitos protein pack snacks, plus the movie of his choice from the KZOK DVD library. Watch out, Chester, because Pitos are cheesy, crunchy, and snacky, but better for you. Now available at Costco. If you didn't win, well, you've got another chance to win before the show is over today.
We do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
One more bonus chance.
All right, cool. That's awesome.